Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Good afternoon. You're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell, the most delicious hour on the radio. However, you're kind of stuck with Mark Irvin. Good evening. I have the pleasure of serving as your special guest host. While Matt is off eating and drinking somewhere would be my guess. Seriously, Matt's a pretty cool guy. He allows the Boys and Girls Club to have his show twice a year. In April, we're on the show, and we showcase the party, or excuse me, the event. And then during October, we showcase the party. And this is the special party edition of On the Menu Live. You're tuned to KNST, AM 790, iHeartRadio. Yes, if you didn't know, Clear Channel is now iHeartMedia. You can learn more about this show by clicking on www.onthemenulive.com. Keeping us in line is Kat, the super engineer. I want to talk a little bit about our guest on the show today. You know, I don't think you could get three people with more difficult names to pronounce. You know, I mean, and they've got me so goofy, and they're all friends, I'm going to probably completely screw it up. But, you know, it's like six slick, slimy snakes slowly slid southward. I mean, say that quickly about five or six times. Okay, so we've got Amber Haddad, who's, we affectionately call Amber the pit boss, the party pit boss. And Amber served in that role every year since we started the party. So 4 years, and when she's not helping the Boys and Girls Club, she works over at Fox Restaurant Concepts, works on a number of the different concepts, and contrary to what some people may think or have heard, Sam Fox really reports to her, okay? So I just want to get that out there. I want to throw it out there because I'm sure that'll make Sam real happy. And by the way, so does Christopher and corporate, the chef, and so does Regan. They all do, everybody. Everybody works for Amber, including all of us. And then speaking of a tough name to pronounce, Linda Watchtowitz. How's that? How'd that work?
That was pretty good.
I got to tell you, the first time that we brought Linda on the show, I can't even begin to tell you what how messed up I made that one. That was pretty funny. But anyway, she's our chief executive officer for Boys and Girls Club, and just really tickled to have her on. And then Bruce, you know.
Supas. There we go.
Supas. I got it. Supas.
Okay, now I'll answer
Bruce
questions.
Supas. Okay, I got it. You know, if you say somebody's name wrong enough times, you're convinced that how it is. Anyway, Bruce is one of our big sticks over at the club. He's the one of our VPs, runs, he's our treasurer, keeps track of all the money. And when he's not helping kids, Bruce is a commercial real estate guy over at CB Richard Ellis. And in fact, he's a friend and a competitor of mine, even though he works for a completely different firm. We have a lot of fun together. I want to mention that at the end of the show, we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets. The lucky caller can call in. We're going to give you a trivia question towards the end of the show. If you listen, you know, to the show, you might even hear the answer, but really can't tell. We could change our mind on what the question's going to be. But a little trivia question. And when you call in for that, you might want to write this down. The phone number is going to be 880-5678 or 880-KNST. More on that later. I want to also just personally thank our pal Matt Russell. You know, Matt doesn't have to give us this show, but he's a big supporter of Boys and Girls Club, and every year twice a year, he says, Mark, just take the show and go have fun. And we do, and I don't think we've been kicked off the air yet, have we, Amber?
Not yet.
Amber has been on every single show, including the rained-out show, if you recall, down at, where was
it? Oh,
that?
At Pasco.
At Pasco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were down at Pasco 1 year, and we had that. So, you know, Matt sponsors, I always get in trouble because I forget them. So I thought I'd just get that out of the way right now because this show would not be possible without them. So just a special shout-out to those folks, and those include Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Apple Annie's Orchard. How about that? Oh. Gotta like that. Entourage Transportation. We use those guys a lot. That's a really good folks. Hacienda del Sol, Jerry Cigars, and, of course, Russell Public Communications. Again, this is a special party edition, and we're here to talk about this amazing event, fourth year, which is down at the Tucson Convention Center. Starts at 6 o'clock, goes till midnight. That's on Friday, October 24th. Tickets are only $100, and you can get those by logging on to thepartytucson.com or just pick up the phone and call 573-3533. So I'm going to ask Bruce a question here. Bruce, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You're looking a little nervous over there.
I'm really nervous.
I'm not going to do any of that stuff, Bruce.
I talk fast when I'm nervous.
So Bruce, I was noticing that the attire for the party is smart casual, and then I see there's like a carnival theme, and then we're getting awful close to Halloween, and so I'm if people showed up in a carnival theme costume, or if they show up in a Halloween thing, or can I just come smart casual and like a pair of, slacks and a nice shirt? I mean, what's the attire for this thing?
Well, some could show up smart casual. I mean, you may just have to stay with casual. But
okay.
I think the main thing is that you're comfortable. It really doesn't matter. It's kind of come as you are, if you will. Leave something to the imagination, okay? But as far as but have a good time. Really, whatever you're going to do, overdress, underdress, just show up. But as you said, we were having a circus kind of carnival theme, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and so I don't think you're really going to stick out. You're going to really have to wear something pretty wild and crazy to kind of stick out of the crowd.
So I heard, now I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard there's going to be about 4,000 people this year that are going to go to the party. Is that true?
That's what I'm hearing. We've had past crowds, maybe 2,500, maybe up to 3,000, but I'm hearing close to 4,000 this year, which is incredible. We're really excited about it.
Now that is so. What do you attribute that to?
I mean, would
besides
like to,
the fact that you're the treasurer.
Well, I was going to say whoever ran that sponsorship committee was doing, But then I'd say, wow, that's me. Wait a minute. No, it's really people do an incredible amount of work to getting the word out. We have so many incredible companies here and organizations that support this support us and we're so thankful for them. It's so many people doing so many things.
So Bruce, we're going to come back to you in a second, but we got about 2 minutes before Kat makes us take a break. And so tell me what somebody can expect when they walk into the TCC. I mean, what's going on there? You walk in, what happens?
Well, I'm not going to give it away. I think there's some balloons and there's going to be a lot of fun colors and there's going to be drinks and great food, but I'm not going to go into that deal because I don't know it very well. We've really gone out of our way to make sure it's just this open kind of fun, again, carnival theme with games and all kinds of drawings and a wine wheel and just all kinds of fun stuff.
And I know we'll talk about it a little later, and there's just a whole bunch of really cool live auction items. But I know every year there's just lots of tables full of silent auction items from restaurants to golf packages to dining. I mean, you name it, it's kind of, trips, wine. I mean, you name it, it's all there. Is that going to continue this year?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of items. Really, all over the place. I can't even begin as far as to cover the different kinds of services and products that you can buy and bid on. It's really exciting. Again, year after year, it's amazing how the wide array of things that we offer.
So do you get there and just like start off and go write your name on everything and then hope you don't get anything?
No, I just kind of trail people a little bit, and just see when I can just barely get over and, get the bid. But just buy it a little.
I keep seeing this name after mine, SUPPES. What is that?
What is that? Supus.
Supus.
Supus. We already went over this.
Supus. C.B. Richard Ellis Supus. Okay, I got it.
Oh, good.
Bruce gives me a lot of grief because as I've mentioned, I seem to not do very well pronouncing his name. If you had an easy name like Irvin, see, it wouldn't be a problem. And you know how everybody treats my name. I get kind of everything you can come up with mine as well. So I think the silent auction is going to be pretty cool, and the live auction, of course, as well. We'll come back and kind of talk about those things in a second. Kat, do we have to take a break now? Are you going to kick us off, or can we keep talking?
She's
kicking us off.
Is.
We're going to be back in a second. You're listening to KNST on the Menu Live.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
So, Amber, you're not going to believe this. There's a guy down at Jerry Cigars named Jerry. I know that's kind of a surprise. So we're talking with Amber. And so, Amber, I just got to mention to the audience that they're tuned in to KNST AM 790. They're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell, the most delicious hour on radio. My name is Mark Irvin, and I'm serving as a special guest host. While Matt's off spending all the money we gave him when we bribed him to take his show. Amber, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You've been
Mark.
Sitting over there. Just I can tell you're never nervous. Does anything ever get you nervous?
Oh no, I get nervous.
You do?
Yeah.
You think you're gonna get in trouble with that comment I made about Sam?
A little bit, but he.
So
he
let
loves
me just repeat
you.
That again because I don't think many people know this. Sam Fox works for Amber. So if there was ever any misconception about that, I wanted to get that out there. So I got to ask you. So what's this? What's this pit boss thing? Where'd that come from?
I think that was coined by you and Mr. Gugino a couple of years ago. That's where I think that came from.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, you know, putting on the food for the party is very complicated. And the first year we did it, everybody wanted to give our consummate professional Amber every piece of advice in the world on how to do her job. And if I recall, Bob and I said, you know, leave Amber alone. If you have a problem, please come talk to us. Amber is not interested in listening to you. And not that Amber ever told us that, but we were able to keep people off of Amber and driving her crazy. So why do you do this? I mean, why does Fox Restaurant Concept and your employee Sam Fox do this?
Well, as most of Tucson knows, everything for Fox Restaurant started in Tucson 16 years ago with Wildflower, which is up at Ina and Oracle at Casas Adobes. And I mean, the relationships that FRC has with a lot of the members of the Boys and Girls Club have just been some of our most special relationships over the years. So we love being involved.
Yeah, you know, I think probably about a third of the board still calls Sam Sammy. So, you know, does anybody at corporate call him Sammy?
No, well, just Regan and Chris. That's about
so
it.
So I think some of the people that have been around a long time do that. So, you know, I know it's a production to put on, you know, all the food and what have you. Walk us through what that looks like for you guys and, you know, how soon do you have to get started on that and who's all involved? And I know you also have a lot of people that help you and donate some mm-hmm. things and like the trailers and things. So walk us through that if you would.
Well, all five of our Tucson concepts are represented at the party. So we start prepping and getting ready, gearing up this Monday, really. Each chef kind of has a little flow chart for how to get ready. And we go into it preparing to feed about, you know, overall 4,000 people. So that'll mean a couple thousand Zimburgers have to be ready and a couple thousand portions of, like, the spinach tortelloni from North. And so there's a lot of fresh pasta production. And we serve the same quality items up at the party as we do in our restaurant. So it takes a lot of hands on deck. It's about 50 hourly employees that end up going down to the TCC. And then an additional 25 managers. And we get some support from our Phoenix stores as well, because that's a little bit of a strain in Tucson. But it's just a lot of fun.
So let's see. So from Tucson, we've got North, we've got Wildflower, we've got Blanco, we got Zinburger,
mm-hmm.
and we have
Sauce.
Got yep. it. Now somebody's going to be mad at me because I couldn't remember Sauce. So sorry. So those are the five. So five concepts mm-hmm. in Tucson. How many total restaurants in Tucson?
We have eight locations in Tucson.
Eight locations.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, Sammy's always coming up, and you guys are always coming up with something new. And I know there's a, you know, a new deal, you know, at the rage years ago was all the stuff with True Foods. But mm-hmm. there's a new concept up there, Flower Child, that I had a chance to go and check out not long ago, and obviously the yard and some other stuff. But you've got a lot to do with Flower Child. Walk us through what that is. And were you able to twist them to come down and throw a, you know, a pinto bean or something on the table? I mean, what's going on with those guys?
Well, we're really excited about Flower Child. We opened our first location. It's right across from our head offices in Arcadia in Central Phoenix. It's right at the corner of 44th and Camelback. And Flower Child is, you know, kind of like Sauce is the baby of North. Flower Child is like a second cousin to True Food Kitchen. So it is a fast, casual, healthy restaurant. So a selection of great hummus and crudité appetizers. We've got some great hot pots and bowls, a great beef rice bowl. All of the proteins in the restaurant are natural. So we've got a grass-fed steak, an all-natural chicken, sustainably raised salmon, great salads that you can add protein to. And then really the concept's built around protein plates. So you can go and pick and choose one, two, or three great farm fresh, you know, seasonal roasted vegetable sides and grains, and then add your protein to that. So we're pretty excited. We'd love to see Flower Child go pretty big in the company. We won't get Flower Child at the party, but we did steal some fresh pretzels and, you know, our little pretzel nibs and our cheese sauce. We brought that down a couple years in a row from Culinary Dropout. Those will make a reappearance at the party this year. And we're really excited about the menu this year. We think we've got some fun stuff.
So what? Give us kind of a rundown of some of the things that are going to be on that menu.
Well, don't worry. We're bringing the Zimburgers back. So Latitude Catering is so kind to us year after year, and they actually donate one of their huge mobile cooking trucks. And we set that up back in the back fire lane of the TCC, and we cook all the Zimburgers, and then the servers run them in the back of the TCC. So the Zimburgers are back. We've got lots of fresh pasta from lasagna, or from lasagna sauce to our spinach tortelloni at North. We're excited about that. Dessert from every booth. So Spike has come up with some great treats for that as well. And my favorite's the fish tacos at Blanco. You can never go wrong with that, right?
Yeah, those are awfully good. I tell you what, though, those little mini Zen burgers are awful tasty. So any of the cigarette Tipperillo gals sneaking around, passing out surprises?
Yeah, it's a circus carnival theme, so you know they'll be dressed to impress.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. I still think that picture I've got is probably one of my favorites at the back of the TCC. So we're going to take a short little break here, and we'll be back in just a second. You're listening to KNST 790 AM.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
You are tuned in to KNST, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell, the most delicious hour on radio. My name is Mark Irvin, and I'm serving as a special guest host. Matt's been misbehaving. We handcuffed him, gagged him, tied him up, threw him in a closet, so we don't have to put up with him today. Sorry about that, Matt. So I get in trouble for this because I always forget to mention this. You know, this is a function for Boys and Girls Club and the party. And if you want to get a ticket, a couple ways you can get them. You can call, this is the simplest way, 573-3533. They'll take a credit card. You can stop by the club, do what you want to. Or you can jump on the website, which is thepartytucson.com. So mention, we've got a bunch of guests here. Kat keeping us out of trouble, our engineer, Bruce, Amber, and obviously Linda. Great to have all of you here. Bruce, we're going to talk a little bit about the live auction. You know, people know that there's food, and they know there's music, and they know there's lots of stuff going on, but I don't think they really have a handle for some of the amazing things that are available in the live auction. Give me kind of a snapshot of maybe your top, I don't know, 50. I'm kidding.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know, well, I've got like 45 favorites.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, maybe your top 45.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
You know, we have a lot of great stuff, and I'll talk about them in a second. We really, though, we're trying to, if we can pre-sell them, that would be great. You know, they're listed on our website, as you mentioned, and even a little bit of a discount. Get them now as opposed to wait until next week.
So hold on a second. So I can either go to the party and bid there, or I can get on the website, and I could get it
you
on the website?
But you can actually get it right then and there. Lock
so
it up, be done, and no one takes it from
Tucson.com.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's really full glossies. It's great, great information about all the different ones that are available. So I might just trim that 45 down a little bit, but I think some of the ones that really stand out, that if you were out at the party or even on our website, Jim and Vicki Click are going to donate the use of this incredible ranch, Rockin' S Ranch in Teton Valley, Idaho. It's for like 7 nights, and it looks incredible. And then you've got like a golf getaway at Pelican Hill in Newport Beach, California. Ted Chapman with Mercedes-Benz of Tucson are doing an incredible trip. It's to Germany, flight to Germany. You're out there. They give you, you stay in all these five-star hotels from Stuttgart to Munich. You have a chance to tour the Alps on your own in a brand new Mercedes-Benz. I mean, it's incredible. Flight's taking care of everything. That one is pretty incredible. We've got Umberto and Sarina Lopez. They're donating their own place in Puerto Vallarta, a retreat at Casa San Sebastian. Again, in Puerto Vallarta, it looks incredible, a three-night stay there. Peter Evans with Bonvoyage Travel and John Volpe with Nova Home Loans are doing this 10-night Oceania cruise with airline miles to Barcelona, Spain. That's
wow.
Going to be sick.
Again,
we got a huge, and Jim and Vicki Click, once again, incredible a fishing trip they're donating to Alaska.
Is that the trip up to Waterfall?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's,
4 days,
I've
three
been
nights.
On that trip before. That's a pretty amazing
Sounds
trip.
Amazing. Yeah.
I mean, I think, Bruce, I think even somebody that didn't fish could go up there and catch fish.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So you should go.
Are you? I don't know. I fish, by the way. I don't know if you're referring to, hey, I can fish. I don't know if you're, if that was some, you know.
No, I didn't mean to be a slam. I'm just getting the name for it.
Okay, I don't take it like that. So, but, you know, one thing also that's really interesting about the auction as well that we don't talk enough about it, the opportunity, if you don't want to get some great fancy trip, is to really to donate and really be part of a program. You can actually contribute that you personally can make sure that an arts and crafts program or a help a kid job training program for the entire year and sponsor it per club. There's a power hour for homework, basketball leagues. You can go to any of those if that's your thing. You know, an incredibly rewarding opportunity beyond just doing some great experience. I mean, whatever you choose is great, but we don't talk enough about those kind of opportunities. And there's just so many ways to contribute. And again, all the money of these things go to the kids. You know, so it's really, again, you have a great time and you're making a huge difference in a kid's life. Because it gets a lot better.
So here's what I'm going to ask you. You know, you are so enthusiastic. And, you know, we have people that join the board, and it takes them a year or two to, you know, kind of get comfortable and figure out the lay of the land and maybe where they can, you know, be really effective, you know. And you're just one of those guys that jumped in with both feet. And, you know, I'm just kind of curious what makes you tick and makes you want to go work that hard for kids. I mean, I always kind of, you know, not to drum up your business, because I think they really should call me if they need real help, state help. But
if they can't get a hold of me, I think they should.
Yeah. So. But I'm just always kind of amazed at, you know, somebody that would work that hard and be that effective. You know, I always just wonder what would happen if they hired them just to do what they do. I mean, why are you so engaged in the club? What are you getting out of it?
You know, about 4 years ago, my kids went to college, so that was really all my money and all my time, and both all my kids, all two of them. And I really wasn't able to control their lives as much anymore, and that was very disappointing. And they didn't want me to do it anymore. That was also surprising. They were threatening to put me in a home and all kinds of stuff, but at least hopefully in a few years, not for a while. But anyway, I was sponsored to check it out several years ago, and while I wouldn't say that I was just kind of showing up, I was attending, doing the normal stuff that a board member does, but, you know, it was an attendance thing. I wasn't really close to stuff. And it was, for whatever reason, I started walking through the clubs. And I started going, checking out events. And actually the one that, gosh, that you've got things going with you through the year. That, I had a chance to judge one of the kids and the competitions with the different clubs that have opportunities for scholarships and what they do for their families and for community. And to hear those kids, they're all winners. And to see what they have overcome and what they do. And see, it's hard enough for them to get to school sometimes, and yet here they are helping their peers and helping the young ones and beyond themselves. And so anyway, you know, when you get close to stuff and really get it, you know, it's great to spend money and write a check, and it's great to show up and, you know, raise some stuff here and there. But, you know, when you have a chance at a level to see what a difference you can make, truly, you can't help but get more involved. And that's really what happened. You know,
so do you have a favorite story with maybe something with Youth of the Year or something that you got a big kick out of? Was there some special event that just kind of got you? I mean, it's not like there's a bunch of things that kind of got you hooked.
There really was. You know, they had that program, Tucson Electric was sponsoring for the kids where they'd write an essay and they had a chance and they would select kids that had a chance to get new clothes, one set of clothes. And they'd go and they'd drop them off at Kohl's. And you get there and you walk them through. And to watch these kids get so excited about, they couldn't, on the one hand, they want to pick this great stuff, and I know their mom didn't want some of that stuff, you know, but all of a sudden they go look at the discount rack and say, no, you can get whatever you want here. He goes, well, no, my brother was here before, and he got this one thing. I want to get more for the same money. I mean, here he is just looking to get these opportunities. And the incredible thing I heard, though, was that once they were all done and they got jumped in the bus, when they all unloaded, I guess, at the various schools, I was told that when they went back through, almost all of them put their new shoes on. And all those pairs of shoes they've been wearing for so long, they left them on the bus. That just rocked.
I can see Cat giving me the evil eye here, which means
better
that
you than me,
AM 790 KNST on the menu live with Matt Russell is taking a short break. We'll be back in a second.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Good afternoon. You're turned into KNST 790 AM. You're listening to On the Menu Live with Matt Russell, the most delicious hour on radio. Hi, I'm Mark Irvin. As I mentioned, we've kind of gotten rid of Matt today. He was misbehaving. But we do have with us, in addition to Bruce and Amber and Kat, who's keeping us out of trouble, we have the famous Linda Watchtowitz. So, Linda, you know, many people probably don't know your background. You know, your nurse, went on to become a hospital administrator. You're, you know, most recently the chief operating officer for Tucson Medical Center. I wanted to apologize for blackballing your application publicly. but I just couldn't understand why somebody in that position would step over to something like Boys and Girls Club. And I know you've explained that to me, But I think it's a pretty interesting story. So why in the heck would you step away from an amazing organization like Tucson Medical Center to join something like Boys and Girls Club and take over the reins for us as our chief executive officer? I mean, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Well, that's a question I get asked quite often, and it's such an easy answer for me. I wouldn't say it's necessarily been an easy transition, but it's an easy answer why I did it. You know, hospital and healthcare work is human services, it's social services to some degree. So it's not that much of a far-fetched move for me. But I have to tell you, as you go further along in your career and you start looking at what's next, you really start thinking more and more about how you're going to leave some lasting value in your community. And so I started turning my thoughts towards nonprofits. And lucky me, I landed in one that has such a strong brand and so much respect in this town.
Well, I think you're really a gift to our organization. We're really lucky to have you. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, maybe know a lot about Boys and Girls Club, and maybe a lot of them don't. So, you know, I know we've got 6 clubhouses that are strategically located throughout the community. How many kids are served by Boys and Girls Club now?
Around 6,000 kids. And it's an incredible number when you really think about it. So 6,000 kids don't attend those clubs every day, but throughout the course of the year, there's 6,000 kids in and out of the clubs. So probably on any given day, we're pushing 1,000 kids that come to the clubs with some regularity.
Wow. So, you know, it's probably pretty expensive to join the Boys and Girls Club. What's that all about?
It is off the charts. It is $10 a year, and that's what we charge our members, and there's a reason for that. In fact, we just raised our fees to $10 a year, and where on earth can you get a bargain like that?
But so you're not talking $10 a month. You're talking $10 a year.
$10 a year, and yet it costs us over $500 per kid to put them through the program every year. So there's a little disparity there, and that's why we rely so much on the generosity of this community.
So events like the event, which happens in April, and, you know, this big shindig, the party that's in October, those are pretty important fundraisers for the club, aren't they?
They're really important fundraisers for us. Those two events probably give us close to a third of all of what it takes to operate our 6 clubs over the year. And so we're so, we're dependent, but we're so thankful for everybody that shows up, because everybody that shows up not only has fun, but they're supporting something really great while they're doing that.
Yeah. So I got to step off here for a second, because I want to go back to Bruce for a second. I'm going to come back to you in a second.
I just can't resist.
I cannot help myself. It just comes so naturally.
Really,
so I understand you are an amazing dancer. So is it true that there's like a really great dance band coming down from Phoenix for this gig? I mean, what's up?
Well, I mean, yes, I am a pretty good dancer, but really what this is about, the kids. So we got to really talk about it. We got to talk about the entertainment. It's not about me, all right? But, no, we have there's live entertainment, and it's presented by Desert Diamond Casinos Entertainment. And they have a band called Johnny Anonymous, and it's Rich Barra from the John Jay and Rich program. And they once a year choose one group, you know, one great cause, and nonprofit organization, and they chose us. They come out and do cover songs and play throughout the night. Great stuff to sing to or dance to or just listen to.
So let's see if I got this right. So I could spend $100 and I can come down and I can have Amber and her amazing staff feed me like this incredible food. I got great libations there. I can walk around, see 4,000 of my favorite friends, right? And then I can just kind of come dressed. Would you say smart casual?
For you, casual.
You just come as you are, kind of deal, you know, in your costume or whatever, or not.
Costume.
We didn't really talk about costumes.
And then you got a silent auction and a live auction. Right? Silent auction and a live auction. And then they get to watch you dance on top of that.
And they can probably get to watch me dance. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not promising anything. They're going to have to show up, you know.
But, for, For $100.
It's not bad, right?
That's pretty amazing.
And get this, $50 of it is tax deductible.
You are kidding me.
Absolutely. We got to bring that up.
So, Lynn Degg, I'm going to go back to you for a
what
second.
What are you laughing at?
You know, Bruce, I'll be back to you in a second. I'll be back. And Amber, don't you think you're off the hook
yet. Okay. Focus.
So,
focus,
so a kid goes into the Boys and Girls Club, and you know, we the club serve a lot of people, a lot of kids that are from a disadvantaged circumstance, you know. And so for those kids, you know, especially for a mom that's coming in and maybe has four or five kids, and I know we have a high preponderance of kids at the club, or what we call latchkey kids. You know, maybe they only have one parent, and so mom or dad, as the case may be, are probably working a couple of jobs. They get out of school, and if they don't go to the clubs, they use their little latchkey, and they go home, and they do whatever. So the clubs are a pretty important thing after school. What happens when a kid goes to the club? I mean, he just get to walk in and do what he wants to? Is he pays a membership fee, gets a card? I mean, what's up? What does it look like?
Well, I want to – let me just go back to what you said, because I think I don't know that many folks in Tucson are aware of this, and I wasn't either until I came to the clubs, that, you know, about half of our kids come from single-parent homes, and there is no one home when they go – there after school. And so this becomes even more and more important for them to have a safe place to go. And the crime rate for kids goes way up between the hours of 3 and 7. And guess when we're open? We're open between 3 and 7. And some of our clubs are open till 8. So they come in, they get a membership card when they pay their membership dues or they fill out their application. Oftentimes they can't pay, and that's okay. We don't ever turn a kid away. And I will tell you that probably some 60% of our kids aren't even able to pay that $10 a year, but that's okay. And we take their membership application, they get a card, they present their card, and that gives them access to everything that's happening in the clubs after school, which are programs that are extraordinary. We have wonderful, educated, experienced individuals at each club that direct the programs of the club. And they're geared towards academic success, community service, health and well-being. So all the things that we know are really important, not only for the future of our kids, but ultimately the future of the community. So that's where we focus all of our time and energy. But we don't want the kids to feel like they're still in school. So we trick them into getting some of these activities that are doing them some good.
Yeah. You know, I know we partner a lot, the clubs do, with a lot of organizations, Food Bank, the First Tee Program, you know, Roland for Ninos. Those guys are great with underwriting the basketball thing. I mean, Jim Click has no idea how to ever say no to Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
You know, the folks over at Nova, same way. I mean, I could go on and on and on, you know, both the casinos. I mean, we're just so lucky. I mean, if you look at what just Fox Restaurant Concept does, you know, that's way past a sponsorship. You know, the police department, the fire department, I could go on. You know, I just always find it so interesting, all the people. You know, Pima Community College is really engaged with this. University of Arizona is. I mean, where do you think that community support comes from? And why do you think it comes to Boys and Girls Club? I mean, all these organizations have a choice on where they could spend their time, energy, and effort. And I'm always amazed when I see, you know, the Ambers of this world and the Bruces of this world and you come together to make stuff happen. Then I look at all of our sponsors, and then I look and I say, wow, look at that board. I mean, look at that amazing board of all those folks. And I'm just kind of curious why you guys think that people rally around Boys and Girls Club. You know, I mean, obviously, when you charge $10 for a kid to come and it costs you $500, you're not going to make it up on volume. But I just find it interesting why so many people are engaged in trying to help the Boys and Girls Club. I mean, does everybody have a thought on what that's all about, Linda?
Everybody, Linda?
Well, I'm going to start with you, and then I'm going to work down. Amber, you're going to be next. You're going to be next, and then Bruce is going to be last. So, yes, we're going to start with you. Why do you think?
Well, what I think is that there, you know, this board became very strong so many years ago. It's a very large board, as many people know. There's almost 60 people on the board, and they do a terrific job of really digging into the mission, understanding it, and influencing the folks around them to rally around this cause. I think the volume of kids we serve in and of itself is impressive, but I think people look at outcomes too, more and more, especially lately. You know, there is a challenge in this community with graduation rates, for example. And, you know, we all know it. We all see it. And we do have statistics that show that a much larger percentage of kids graduate that go to the clubs than don't. And it's hard to not rally behind something that can actually demonstrate outcomes like that. And then, of course, you know, we have a fair amount of data that is significant in proving that kids' lives are better after they attend the clubs. But the thing that really moves people are the stories. And so all they have to do is to get close to one of these events every once in a while and really get a little bit closer to the mission, and they get hooked on some of the stories they hear. It's very, very hard not to kind of get sucked into that. I know I got sucked into it, and here I am, you know, a big change in my career because I am totally sucked in. Because I do believe, I mean, I know, I'm convinced that the future of the community and society changes when you invest in kids.
Yeah, can you touch just briefly, because I know there's been so much, especially, you know, with what we're seeing with the governor's race and all the focus on education and do we get our 300 plus million or not and whatever. And I think, you know, there's so much that we in this community, you know, can't, there's not much we can do about it other than just vote on, you know, how we feel about that issue. But I know you have worked very hard to try to build partnerships going forward with such groups like Tunadito and the Girl Scouts and the Food Bank. And I could go on and on and on with all the groups that we've done. But of special importance is really the relationship that I think has come since H.T. Sanchez has come to town that the clubs have built with TUSD. Can you touch on that at all? And I know there's been some interesting transportation things as well.
There have been. And it's one of the most exciting things that we're doing. I think that Dr. Sanchez has inherited a challenge, and he is really very open and sensitive to the fact that partnering with organizations that have proven outcomes will not only help the kids academically. Let me just put it this way. All boats will rise if we do something together. And so Mayor Rothschild brought us all together and talked about, you know, he's very interested, invested in the Boys and Girls Clubs, and said, what can we do to help, make the clubs even more effective? And I told him we really need to get kids to the club. We need to provide some kind of transportation. And so Dr. Sanchez became involved in the conversation, as well as SunTran and some others. And we've put together a fantastic plan that we're going to start shipping some kids over to the club on school buses or on city buses. And that's not going to happen till next year, after the first of the year, hopefully. But it's a great plan, and I have never seen anyone as excited about it as Dr. Sanchez, except for me when I look in the mirror, because I'm pretty excited about it. It's really cool. And, you know, it's a slam dunk. More kids will be served this way that couldn't otherwise be served.
So Amber, you're really kind of the, you know, going back to that, you know, first question, I mean, you've been involved for a long time. I mean, why do you think this community supports Boys and Girls Club? I mean, obviously a strong reputation, what have you, but is there something that sticks out to you?
Yeah, well, speaking on behalf of, you know, Fox Restaurants, I mentioned earlier that our relationship with the Boys and Girls Club has been one of our strongest partnerships over the last 16 years. And I think in a big way that has allowed for so much growth and development for FRC over the years in this community. And then in an even more important way, it's the personal relationships of each of the board members. And, I mean, there's like a real relationship between the store managers and the board members. And they really feel like family inside of our restaurants. And then for me personally, you know, you invited me to the Youth of the Year Awards. I think that was last year. And that was a really meaningful experience for me to go into one of the clubs and actually see it be real and hear those stories.
Yeah, you know, we see so many people that once they've seen the Youth of the Year program, had a chance to see really the best that the clubs have to offer, they seem like it's kind of a big hook. Bruce, I think I heard you say that pretty clearly when we were last talking, so I'm not going to ask you a question because I'm afraid you might.
Come on, I'm ready now. Really?
No, I'm not going to ask. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break here, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to have the mystery question that people can call in for. So stay tuned. We'll take a quick break.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
By the way, I was only kidding about having Matt locked up in the closet. He is definitely out whining and dining somewhere. So we had mentioned that we're going to have a little trivia question that's good for two tickets to the party. So here's the question, and if you've been listening, you should know the answer. How many Fox restaurant concepts are there in Tucson? Not how many restaurants, but how many concepts. And let me tell you, if you're the first caller that calls in, you're going to get that. But I'm going to tell you what, we're going to have a bonus thing here. If you can also tell us, when you answer that question right, if you can tell us how many Boys and Girls Club clubhouses are in town, we're going to throw in two more tickets. Now, I haven't gotten anybody's permission to do that, so I'm just making that up. The CEO has given me a funny look. Bruce, am I in trouble?
Yes, but I'll go ahead. You can do this.
I could do that? Okay. That's so
cool. I don't mean to negate, Linda. I just think it's for a good cause.
That is perfect. So you got that? So that's a trivia question. So the first caller, and you got to call in 880-5678 or 880-KNST. And if you haven't guessed it, you're listening to KNST AM 790. This is On the Menu live without Matt Russell. Okay, so here we go. When we took a little short break there, I said to everybody, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we gave like our top 10 list of why you should go to the party? And so maybe we'll end up with 30 answers, but, you know, we're going to start with Linda with her top 10. Go as far as you can.
Okay, my first reason is I donated the most awesome gold necklace to the silent auction, and that's why you should go. Absolutely, it is really cool.
Hold just a second. We got to take a little break here because we actually have somebody that's called in that we think is one. Is that true, Kat? Somebody's called in? Who have a line here? Huh? Where are they?
Which button in there I pushed it? Oh, is that rim shot? What is that?
Nick, go. Huh? Did I just hit the go?
No, you're good.
Just go.
I'm good. Okay. So who do we have on line here? Huh? We don't have anybody on the line?
Hello?
There you are. Who's speaking, please? Rick, so what's the answer to the question?
Well, I think there's five boys clubs in Tucson.
Uh-oh. Not good. No. Didn't do well on that one. Can't tell you the answer yet, but we'll announce it when we have the next one.
Were they close?
They were close. They were very close. Okay. Huh? So who had that? Chuck? Hey, Chuck, yeah. What's going on?
I'm doing good. Are there five?
Oh, Chuck. Oh, five what?
Five restaurants.
Oh, Chuck, you are the winner. So are you going to take...
All right.
Yeah, you're the winner. So are you going to take a shot at the bonus question, how many Boys and Girls Clubs there are?
Am I going to lose out on the first prize?
No, you will not lose out. No.
Is this a trick question?
No, I don't want to lose out.
You will not. All that will happen is you're just going to get supersized.
Is there three?
No. And so we're going to go ahead and give the answer. There's six strategically located clubs. Three sit in parks, two sit on TUSD grounds, and one sits on the Pascoyocki Reservation. Hang on a second, and Kat's going to take some information from you, and we'll get those tickets to you. And so we're going to go back to Linda. We had one reason. We had the gold necklace, okay?
Which did I donate it?
That's pretty important. I want that.
So do I.
Yeah, we're all over that.
I don't know if it's number one, but it's in the top five. For me, I'll tell you, my favorite part of the party is what happens when you walk in the front door. I won't tell you what that is because you haven't been there. You have to experience it to feel it, and that just makes you feel terrific about being there. And nothing else has to be good after that. It is so wonderful. So that's a surprise, and you have to come to see.
Okay. So my buddy Jim Parsons, when I used to always ask Jim what he liked best, he said it's all about the kids. That's what he always liked best. I thought it was always pretty kind of a cool little thing to say. Amber, there's got to be some reason that you think's like a top 10 reason. Why would you go if you didn't have to go? Well, actually, you don't have to. You're the boss at Fox. You can do what you want to. But you know, I mean, why should somebody go?
Well, Linda's totally right about the surprise when you walk in the doors. It's my favorite part every year, and all the managers and chefs are always talking about it. And we're kind of excited about what we're donating this year through the auction. Our friend Chef Carlos up at North is inviting 10 people in up to North in our private dining room and doing a whole chef's pairing dinner and wine. And those events are always really special. So, you know, in addition to kind of sharing our people with you, we'd love to share that with you.
That's really cool. So that can be kind of a takeoff on the community dinners that I enjoy so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, a little bit more intimate.
Carlos knows how to do those. Yeah, I tell
he's
you
good.
What, he's awfully good. So, Bruce, I know you're going to make it up. We only have about 4 reasons here so far, so we really need you to kind of carry the water.
I was really hoping you guys would come up a little more before you got to me, actually. Well, in addition to potentially some wild animals at the carnival theme, there will be a lot of wild people as well, okay? And as you mentioned earlier, I guess you could watch me dance to Johnny Anonymous and some of the cover songs. But it's probably later in the evening. And also another one I'm going to use up, EG's is there. And they're going to have a really cool alcoholic drinks like concoction within the EG's. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm espousing alcohol or drinking. But it sounds fun and creative, and it goes along with the theme.
That's always fun because there's always a signature cocktail. You know, they created the Partini, which we did for a number of years that I remember talking about it, and I think Amber said, "What's in it?" And I said, "I don't know. You're going to have to design it for us." So we've had a lot of silliness with stuff with the event, so I think it's always fun to have a little signature cocktail there. Well, you know, my favorite reason is because it helps a lot of kids. And, you know, if the community didn't support this thing, you know, we wouldn't be able to keep these clubhouses open. I think for me what's really cool is it's not like you're just throwing $100 away. It is a huge, amazing, amazing bargain. I mean, I just think we go in there and have an absolute blast. And I think, you know, for me it's really fun to help revitalize and be part of the downtown revitalization. And I should say the Boys and Girls Club helped start that movement, too. So, which I think is pretty cool, and it's just been a nice relationship with us downtown, and I think the TCC has treated us well. We got new management down there, a brand new management firm down there, which would be really great. The TCC has been privatized, and hats off to the city for doing that and for their leadership and making sure that we'll also have some great new food down there too when they reopen. And of course, we're going to have some great food on the 24th. So again, Boys and Girls Club, the party. You can get your tickets by calling 573-3533. Or if you're a net person, just www.thepartytucson.com. Tickets are $100. You can use your credit card, or you can just stop by the clubs. You have to stop by the clubs anyway and do a tour. You know, if you go by there in the afternoon after 3 o'clock, that's what you should do. Don't get on the net. Don't do any of that stuff. Stop by the clubs after 3 o'clock. Buy your tickets and ask to be given a tour of the Boys and Girls Club. That's what you want to do. I don't know why I wasn't thinking that. Wait, Kat, that's your problem. You're supposed to, admonish me.
Mark, we can't do everything for you.
I know.
Really, it's as exhausting as it is.
It's really tough. So, you know, I want to just kind of do a shout-out again to all of Matt's sponsors. I love Alfonso's. I mean, those guys sound like they should be making gourmet olive oils and balsamics. And by the way, I've had their stuff before. It is killer. Who hasn't been to Apple Annie's? Everybody's been there. You know, you got to do that. And obviously, Entourage just got this home probably more times than we really want to talk about. and if we didn't mention, there's a guy down at Jerry's Cigars named Jerry. And that's pretty cool. So you're listening to KNST AM 790 On the Menu Live. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.